to you once again, my brothers and my sisters in Christ Jesus. I greet you in that name that's above every other name. At the name of Jesus Christ, every knee bows, every tongue confesses, because He, the Lord Jesus Christ, He is Lord. He's above it all. And in Him, we live, we move, and we have our being. And in Him, we go on and we carry on in the middle of this paradigm that we now find ourselves in, where light is coming in, the darkness is being exposed for what it is, you know, not being vanquished at this point, but definitely being exposed for what it is, and revealed. And in the process of the revelation of what things are, a lot of people are coming apart while they're trying to put things back to the way they were. Look, listen, things will never go back to what they once were. All right? You got to know that. Things will never, ever go back to what they once were. So all of those thoughts about that which was before is gone. That which is before has already gone. But we're moving forward into something else. Now, there's different pushes and different presses in this window, in this season of time, for different outcomes. The worlders are pushing desperately to try to bring in their lockdown control. And that process includes the manifestation of the second heavens, not God's kingdom, but the second heavens, that spiritual that spiritual second heavens, where the enemy, that kingdom that the enemy has, see, God, what the enemy is, a counterfeit. And so what the enemy wants to do is try to be like God. So in Isaiah 14 and Ezekiel 28, the things that the enemy wants to do is to be like God. You know, tries to ascend up, so he's always been wanting to do that. And so part of his thing is to, even as for the child of God, Jesus taught us to pray, Lord, your kingdom come and your will be done. So what the enemy wants to do is to bring in his kingdom on earth. His kingdom. And his, with a lowercase k, that satanic kingdom, that satanic structure, that satanic system, you know, where it's top-down control. You know, you've got on the very top of it, you've got Lucifer, and you've got all of the different people that, you know, to the degree to which you steal, kill, and destroy, because that's what the thief does, that's what the thief comes to do, to the degree to which your spirit is aligned with the satanic agenda, and you've been initiated into their system, and you are part and parcel of it, is the degree to which you can accelerate in their system. And the more evil and the more corrupt that you can be, the faster that you can rise up in the ranks. Now, occasionally you get, you know, because the wheat and the tares grow together, you do see the occasional child of God pop up in places that you wouldn't expect them. But those, in those situations, what you've got and what you're dealing with is somebody that has said, Lord, you lead me, you guide me, wherever you want me to go, wherever you want me to be, that's where I will go, and that's who I'll be. And in the middle of that, that's where you get God preparing a table for you in the midst of your enemies. That's where you get that unique situation, that unexpected thing. The difference is, for the worlder, they want and need and relish and must have that position. They want that seat at the banquet. They want that title. They want that recognition. The child of God just says, okay, Lord, wherever you want me to go, that's where I'll go. Whatever you want me to do, that's what I'll do. And in that process, God raises them up. You see the difference. You see the difference when it's God that's leading you, God that's guiding you, God that, when promotion comes from the Lord, that's where you're in that situation. And God will give opportunities, talents, skills, abilities, even the way that you look, to create certain opportunities. That's what happened with Esther. You know, Esther the queen. And God you know, made her a certain way. And that beauty that she had was what allowed for an inroads to preserve the people of God in the future when there would be an attempt to try to execute all of them. So even with that, you know, sometimes, you know, it's, and it's not just the things that are, you know, seemingly good in this life. There's sometimes God will use the challenges of this life, the challenges of your experience here, you know, what might seem like a deficiency or something that would cause a challenge, and God will use that to open a door, to speak into a situation, to open a door where that wasn't a possibility or an option, but because of something else, it creates the ability to speak, the ability to say something that otherwise couldn't be said because people wouldn't receive it from somebody else. You know, sometimes you get these guys that'll speak, and they have a physical handicap, and they will go and do something that's a tremendous accomplishment, and they'll speak about overcoming adversity, and they'll speak. You know, that allows for their message to carry where, you know, other people may not receive that same message because it's a good message, but they may not receive it from somebody that they can't see what they've gone through. So you don't, listen, whatever it is that's your situation, whether you are in the eyes of this world esteemed and you seem to have everything all cranked up, or whether you are completely just broken and destitute in the eyes of the world, none of that is the priority. The priority is you give unto God who you are completely, 100%. Whatever it is that you have, whoever it is that you are, 100% of who you are, you give that over to the Lord. And God will take that and do something amazing with it. You know, case in point, scripturally, when Jesus was watching people putting in to the treasury, and he was standing there and he's watching them, and people were coming in and making a big show about putting in large sums of money, and what did Jesus do? You know, he then watched, and then they watched this widow put in a couple of mites, and his word over that situation was, you know, she, out of her poverty, has put in more than all of these other people. Because God was looking at the heart, and everybody else said, oh, it's just this tiny little amount. But she gave, in her situation, she gave the best of what she could and what she had to work with. And God blessed that, and God honored that. You know, the story of the talents, and we've talked about this recently on that on the last 20 on 20 with Zeph and Trish, and everybody from all over the place that are coming together to pray. And I hope you guys join us for those times. They're very powerful. When God, you know, the ruler that gives to each one according to their abilities. One he gives five talents, one he gives two, one he gives one. But it's not what you get, it's what you do with what you have. I mean, whatever the lot is, whatever the cards are that you've been dealt in this life, that's it, you know, that's what you're dealing with, that's what you're working with. You take that and you give it over to the Lord. You know, that's a universal principle. You'll see this time and time and time again in the scriptures. God will ask, or with whoever it is that is his representative in that situation, they'll ask, you know, what do you have? Not what don't you have, but what do you have? And it's that which is put into the service of the living God, and that gets empowered and quickened, and something amazing happens. And that can be your it's not just your resources, it's your talents, it's your abilities, it's your skill, it's your mind, it's you, it's your being. And as you give that over to the living God, God takes that and uses that in an incredible and a powerful way to accomplish and do things that you would never anticipate in and of yourself. So whether it's the staff of Moses, you know, that staff of God, whether it's the, you know, you look at the story. He just, that's what he had. He didn't have anything else. And God said, okay, you know, throw it down before me. And from that point forward, it became something else. You know, and that was, and God did amazing exploits with and through that. Whether it's, you know, the Shunammite woman, you know, and Elijah. It's like, okay, she's going to go make one last meal for her and her son before they eat it and die. But in that situation, you know, that was just like, look, put that into the service of the kingdom and we'll go from there. You know, sometimes some of us, you might be literally on your last, your last, you feel like it's your last meal, all right? It's you're literally in that spot where, okay, this is it. You've got one move left. You know, I know my brother Zeph, they've July coming up is going to be Suicide Prevention Month. You know, we, the team, the guys over at Faith Mix, we completely support this in this important time, because this is going to be something that's going to become an increasing topic and an increasing need and an increasing thing to understand. But there's people that you get to that place, and it's your last. You feel like you got one move left, and then you're gonna die. You know, and sometimes that one move is you know, just off, you know, to end it. And listen, when you, if you get to that place, you gotta look up and see, because God is right there. And you got to look up and you got to cry out to God in your desperate situation. You know, that's the thing, is that you've got to cry out to him, because he's there. And you know, sometimes you may be so paralyzed in yourself and so broken in yourself because of the accumulation of the things that have happened. Because, you know, I think when a lot of people start out, they have so many hopes and dreams and ideas and plans, and then you just get kicked in the teeth again and again and again and again, and it just, this world can make you numb. And if it, and these thoughts too of, for self-harm and self-destruction, they are not your thoughts. Okay? They're contrary to life. They're contrary to even the basic instincts that God has put inside of a human being. Just, I'll give you an example. Just hold your breath. Hold your breath and wait. And depending on the level of oxygen intake that you've got, just watch and see what your flesh will end up wanting to do. You just keep holding your breath while you listen. If you hold your breath without, you know, doing, I mean, hold your breath above water, and like, if you do that, your body will begin to say, I want to breathe. And you keep going, and it'll, that urge will get, go from mildly uncomfortable to very uncomfortable to something that your entire being will scream for that next breath. Because it is ingrained into your physical, natural being to live. You want to live. And that's why when Jesus comes into and presents himself and somebody sees him for who he is, you recognize that here is life. The way, the truth, and the life. And just as your physical being wants that next breath, your spiritual being is crying out, and for the first time you breathe. You breathe, that comes in. That life now comes in. And my gosh, the difference that happens, the change that happens when life has come in, when light has come in, when the darkness is now gone and there's light flooding into your soul, living water flooding through your system, flooding through your being, pouring through you into a world that is thirsty and hungry and dying. Listen to me, brothers and sisters. You know, we've been there, to that point of absolute despair, to the end of your rope. And the smartest thing you can do, and this is what we've done, and what I've done in those times of despair, you cry out to God. You put it before God. You know, you might not be able to take another step forward, but you refuse to go back. You know, and if you've got to melt into a just puddle on the floor, that's okay. But you still cry out to God. Weeping may endure for the night, but joy cometh in the morning. Sometimes you just got to wait. Just wait it out for a little bit. And God will meet you. And you know what? As time goes on too, you'll also realize, you'll also understand. Because the way that the enemy works is he will come after you. And the enemy, listen, the enemy does not play fair, all right? So you've got to understand that too. You've got to understand that the enemy is not saying, oh, okay, this is not a good time to try this. This is not a good time to do this. No, he's had a bad day. Let's come back when there's no fair play. Listen, you guys, there is no fair play within this spiritual war. The child of God, we go as the kingdom leads us, as God leads us by His Holy Spirit. So we do have parameters with how we conduct ourselves. But the enemy, no holds barred with the enemy. They will do whatever they can. It's absolutely vicious warfare in the realm of the spirit. But greater is He that lives in you than he that's in the world. And you need to know that the one that you serve, He's the one that's going to be with you and lead you and guide you and carry you and take you through. But you got to cry out to Him in your distress and in your difficult situation. And once there's that light that breaks through and you feel that release in your spirit, you feel that release in your soul, take a deep breath. And then use your next one to pray for your brother and sister, because there's a lot of people out there that need your prayer. Because you, brother, you, sister, you are the ones that have the access to the living God to pray on behalf of other people. You are the one that knows. God's made Himself real unto you. And so you can petition on behalf of others. Whereas they, the worlders, they don't have that. And there's many that are caught in there that they would come out, but it needs to be made known to them. They've got to wake up. And God can use you to wake them up. You know, we're coming into also a time where I believe there's going to be more and more evangelism. And evangelism is just sharing the good news. Sharing that good news. Sharing So one person that I've always respected and loved in the faith has been Jackie Pullinger. And she said, you know, that this gospel, it's just one hungry man telling another hungry man where to find bread. You know, one man telling another man where to find bread. You know, that's the good news. There is the bread of life and it's available. And you're telling somebody else, you know what? You can find it here. You know what? It's available. Listen, brothers and sisters in Christ, the kingdom that we're part of is not a zero-sum game. You know, the world is a zero-sum game. The child of God, for what we live in abundance. We live in an overflow. We live in an infinite source of wisdom, of joy, of happiness, of purpose, of ideas and strategies and ways to go forward and solutions. Everything flows from the kingdom of the living God. We have it all. The worlders have nothing except that little short window track that they run around in a circle. and whatever they can siphon off of God's people. But all of it is limited, and all of it is temporary, and all of it is temporal. And yes, you know what? They have that for their window while they're here. But all of them are missing truth. All of them are missing that which is real. All of them are missing that which is important. All of them are missing that which would set them free. All of them are missing that which would give them a reason for being. You know what? In all the pursuits of the world, I mean, why is it that you get so many of these guys, so many of these men, so many of these women, they have everything that the world says that is important, and they're miserable. And they've got to keep jumping around, you know, more relationships, more affairs, more the drugs, the alcohol, the substance abuse, everything else, whatever they can do or think to numb the pain. Why? Why do they have so much pain? Why are they so angry? Because you missed it. And you know it on a spiritual level. You know it. See, that's the thing too. It's just, what's amazing is that some of these things are just, they're even if you refuse to admit it with your words of your mouth, instinctually you know it. The same way that if you hold your breath, your body will make you breathe. Because there's some realities that are there. The body wants to breathe. Gravity's going to pull you towards the earth. Sun rises in the east, sets in the west. Doesn't matter what you want to do to try to change that, but that is the reality. And the worlders are trying so much to make the trees grow upside down. And in some ways they will distort, but God's spiritual law remains true. The spiritual reality remains true and consistent. And listen, the bedrock, the foundation is Jesus Christ is the cornerstone. Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. There is no other way to the Father except by Him. These are spiritual realities, spiritual truths, things that you can take and bank your entire existence on. He will not, anybody that goes to Him, He will not let you be put to shame. You go to Him, God will sort it out. God will fight for you. The King of Kings will fight for you. Will war on your behalf. But you got to cry out to Him. You know what? So often, the enemy is just coming at your mind, coming at your thoughts, again and again. The second that you have a moment of quiet, a moment of solace, the enemy will follow it up with every other rotten thought he can possibly throw in your head. Because he does not want you to pray, does not want you to ponder the reality and the truth of who you are in Christ and what it is that God's done for you. But pray. Speak the truth. You know, this podcast has been running for a considerable amount of time. But for us, we just do it as a labor of love. God gives us something to say. We say it. We put it out there. But you know what? It's encouraging to our spirits as well. It's encouraging to our souls as well. Because God takes over. And He has something to say. And we're preaching the truth, and it feeds our spirits as well. This is the reality. This is the truth. You have the life. You have the way. In Jesus' name, move in it. In Jesus' name, walk in the reality of what you once had, and you knew you had it, and sometimes you forgot. Move in that today, because it's true. It remains true. Don't let the enemy steal your inheritance. Don't let the enemy corrupt your mind and your thinking. Because that's all he's got, is trying to corrupt your mind and your thinking. That's an old game, an old tactic. It goes all the way back to the garden. Don't let the enemy corrupt your mind and your thinking. Let this mind be in you that is also in Christ Jesus. Whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things good report, think on these things. Keep your minds, your hearts, your spirits on Christ. Ride the wave. Eyes on Jesus. Be aware but not distracted. These are things God has just told us along the way. And these will keep you. The word will keep you. The instructions, the present day instructions, will keep you in a difficult time, in a trying time. Wealth is worthless in the day of wrath, but righteousness saves from death. God will keep you. And listen, it's not about preserving our life in this world or on this earth. It's about walking in the life that you now have in Christ. And that is something that you do in this very moment. Move in the life that you have in Christ right now. Walk in the life that you have in Christ right now. As you do that, God will bless you. And you will be blessed, and you will know and you will understand. Listen, there's times where we get into a rut. There's times where we get stuck. There's times where the enemy might knock you down. And if he's got a foothold in your life, kick him off and fill that in. Let the Holy Spirit fill that in. Because you know what? There's no room for parasites. There's no room. You don't have time and place for that. What you have time and place for is that which God has and intends for you. You need to walk in that. As you walk in that, God will bless you. As you walk in that, God will keep you. As you walk in the blessing and the truth and the life that you have in Jesus Christ, God will also continue to take you from glory to glory, strength to strength, His plan, His purpose, each and every day. God be with you. We love you guys. All right? And listen, for those of you out there struggling, in Jesus' name, I pray that the heaviness be lifted off of you, off of everybody, in Jesus' name. We pray that light and truth and strength and the glory and the power of the living God be manifest completely and totally in and around your life in this moment right now, in Jesus' name. Health, healing, strength, resources, power, blessing, all of God's intentions over your life and God's plan and purposes to be manifest in you, in Jesus' name. God bless you. Drop us an email at faithmix@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you guys. We'll talk to you again sometime soon. God bless you. Bye.